Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר...
Hello, we are reading in the writings of Rabash the article, What is Calamity That Comes Upon the Wicked Begins with the Righteous in the Work. You can find the study materials in our websites, Sviva Tova, in our booth. You can also send us questions live through our websites.
כן, זה באמת מעניין.
It's really interesting. If the calamity comes to the wicked in order to correct them, then why does it begin from the righteous? Let's see.
פורענות הבאה לרשעים מתחלת
calamity, what is calamity that comes upon the wicked begins with the righteous in the work. Our sages said, no calamity comes to the world unless when there are wicked in the world, but it begins with the righteous. We should understand why the righteous deserve calamity if the calamity should come to the wicked. Why is it the fault of the righteous? In the work, we must first interpret what is calamity, what are wicked in the work, and what are righteous in the work. To understand all of this, we must know what is work. Also, we should understand why we need to work in the first place, meaning what do we gain by having to work?
Hello.
After all, who created all of the things that exist in the world? It was all done by the Creator. Thus, for what purpose did He create this world where we must work for everything we want to acquire? Whether in order to attain corporeal needs or to attain spiritual needs. To understand all of this, we first need to understand the meaning of the whole of creation. Meaning, for what purpose the Creator created the world. The answer is, as our sages said, to do good to His creations. For this reason, He created beings and imprinted in them a desire and yearning to receive delight and pleasure. This is called the purpose of creation. Since this is not in equivalence of form with the Creator, the created beings will feel shame in the delight and pleasure. Hence, a correction was made called Tzimtzum, restriction, and concealment, so that they will receive only with the aim to bestow. Since the lower one must make this kli, this vessel, and this is against nature, since the Creator created the created beings with a will to receive delight and pleasure. For this reason, everything that is not natural is hard for one to do. This is called labor.
It
therefore follows that labor does not mean that a person must exert himself. Rather, it is a result. Since it is against nature, it is hard to do this act. And this is the labor. This is so between man and the Creator. But there is the same correction between men and men, in order not to have shame, because man is afraid to eat the bread of shame. For this reason, we were given the matter of give and take, where the employee gives the lawyer the work, and for the work he gives him money. Naturally, there is no shame here. Also, between men and men, the employer's wish is not that we would labor for him, but that we would work for him. This pertains to the product, which is a matter of swapping. The employee gives the employer the produce, and in return, the employer gives him money. With a buyer and a seller, it is to the contrary. The seller gives the buyer the product, and the buyer gives the seller money. One way or the other, both must give. Otherwise, if one gives and the other one only receives and gives him nothing in return, then there is disparity of form here. And then the receiver feels shame. It follows that the purpose of the labor is not the labor, but rather that in order to prevent shame, both of them must give. Since by nature, man is created only to receive, this is the labor. Thus, the labor is only a result and not the aim, meaning the purpose. It follows that it is not the labor that we need, but the equivalence of form is what we need. The labor comes because we do not have this by nature. Now, we can understand what are wicked and what are righteous, and why no calamity comes to the world unless when there are wicked in the world. In the work, calamity means that the delight and pleasure are not revealed, meaning that it cannot be revealed to the created beings that his desire is to do good to his creations due to the disparity of form. Since as long as man has no vessels of bestowal, which is called equivalence of form, this is the reason that detains the abundance from coming down to the created beings. It follows that wicked is one who is remote from the Creator. Thus, in a work, wicked is one who is in disparity of form from the Creator, who is not in the form of, as he is merciful, so you are merciful. It follows that the upper abundance cannot descend to the lower ones because of the quality of wicked in a person. Since in the work it is considered that the person himself incorporates the quality of the wicked, which are the sparks of reception. This is the meaning of no calamity comes to the world unless when there are wicked in the world. This means that the fact that the abundance does not come to the world, this is considered that a calamity comes to the world due to the will to receive in men, which detains the delight and pleasure. By this, we can interpret the whole matter of the wicked who do not obey the Creator. He commanded us through Moses that we must obey the Creator, or else he punishes us. We should ask about this. We can understand that a flesh and blood king who demands respect would punish anyone who did not obey him. But why does the Creator punish for disobeying Him? Does He need respect and to receive respect from the created beings? And if He is not respected, is He offended? It is like a person walking into a hen house and giving them orders, and they do not obey him. Can it be said that a person is offended by them? It is much more so with regard to the created beings and the Creator. How can it be said that the Creator is offended by the created beings when they do not obey him? And that for this reason, he sends them calamities? Rather, we should believe that the whole matter of the Creator's vengeance is not for the sake of the Creator, but for the sake of the created beings. That is, the punishments they suffer bring them to be rewarded with the delight and pleasure, which is the will of the Creator, that the created beings will receive from Him. This means that the suffering bring the created beings to take upon themselves the matter of bestowal, or only these are the true vessels that can receive the upper abundance that the Creator wishes to give them. This is the meaning of what is written: no calamity comes to the world unless when there are wicked in the world. For this reason, they suffer. That is, everything they do in a work gives them a bitter state, since they have no vessels of bestowal, or only in them do the delight and pleasure shine. It follows that the wicked, who are the quality of reception within men, prevent the reception of the good. Is, as the Ramban, Nachmanides, said, there is a difference between one, unique, and unified. Interpretation: uniting to act with one force. He wishes to say, when he works, to bestow as is fitting of his oneness. When he divides to do his work, meaning when his operations are different from one another, and he seems to be doing good and doing bad, then he is called unique, since all his different operations have a single outcome: to do good. It follows that he is unique in each and every single act. It is, as we interpreted, that the matter of calamity that comes is not a matter of vengeance by the Creator or not obeying him. Rather, it is that he wants us to obey him and observe the Torah and mitzvot. It is for the sake of the created beings and not for the sake of the Creator, since he has no deficiency whatsoever for which he needs something for himself. All he wants from the lower ones is that they will receive delight and pleasure without any unpleasantness, but that the pleasure will be utterly complete. However, if there were shame while receiving the pleasure, then there would be no wholeness in the pleasure. It follows that the calamity that the wicked feel is for their own good, as this will induce the correction of their actions. However, we must know the meaning of correcting the actions in the work. It is that on each and every act we do, we must place an intention. The intention is that with this act, we want to bring contentment to our Maker. By this, we will achieve dvekut, adhesion with the Creator. When doing the act, it must not have an aim to benefit himself, but all of his concerns should be how to delight the Creator. These people who want to walk on the path of bestow are called righteous. That is, although they still have not achieved the degree where their whole intention is to bestow, however, they want to achieve it. They are regarded as walking on the path of the righteous, meaning to achieve the degree of righteous, hence they are already named after its end. But those people who work like the general public, meaning that they are not concerned with the intention to achieve the degree of righteous, we do not speak of them in a work on a path of truth. Rather, they belong to the work on actions. Their intention in Torah and Mitzvot is, as Maimonides wrote, that they are taught in order to receive reward. Only those who have already understood that we must work for the sake of the Creator are regarded in the work as walking towards achieving the path of truth. Although they have not yet reached it, Maimonides says about them that they are shown this secret bit by bit. And what is the secret that is forbidden to reveal to little ones, women, and uneducated people? The secret is that the act alone is not enough, but that there must also be an intention to bestow and not to receive reward. Rather, all pleasure is that he can serve the Creator. This is his reward. And to him, this is worth a fortune. This is why they do not need anything else in return for their work. But the fact that they are serving the King is their entire pleasure. And this is what they expect. Now we can interpret what we asked. If the calamity comes to the world because of the wicked, why does it begin with the righteous? The answer is that the righteous in a work are those who want to walk on a path of truth. Although they have not yet reached it, they are walking on that line. Hence, we must know that this calamity is in that they feel the taste of dust into Ra and Mitzvot, where they should have felt that these are our lives and the length of our days, they feel a bitter state taste. They ask themselves, the purpose of creation of the world was to do good to his creations. So, where is that? We see the opposite. We should feel sweetness in the work when we serve the king without asking for any return. But we see that the body objects to this. This causes them to understand that this entire lack is because the king is a lowly king, and the king has no importance. Otherwise, they should have felt the importance of the king and would have annulled before him, since we see that inherently it is a great privilege for the small one to serve the great one. And we have no work annulling before the great one. Why then do we not see this with regards to the Creator? We must say about this that the Creator is the King of the whole world. We do not believe in His greatness. On the contrary, in the Zohar, this is called the Shekhinah in exile, or the Shekhinah in the dust. Thus, all we need is faith that the Creator is a great and important king. It follows that specifically among those people who are called righteous, meaning that they want to be righteous and serve the Creator without anything in return, they see and feel the bad in them. That is, they feel the calamity that they are unable to receive delight and pleasure because of the wicked ones within them. It is simply that they feel that they are wicked, that they lack faith that the Creator is a great and important king, and you have no greater wicked than this. They simply see that they lack faith in the Creator. It follows that when are the wicked in a person revealed? Precisely when one wants to be righteous. By this, we should interpret what is written, but it begins with the righteous. Begins with the righteous means that the calamity begins to be apparent and felt from the beginning. Meaning, as soon as one begins to shift from the work of the general public to the work of individuals. For the work of individuals is called the path of the righteous. For this reason, our sages imply that immediately, as soon as one wants to work in order to bestow, the calamity appears in a person, that he feels that he is far from faith in the Creator, and therefore he is far from receiving the delight and pleasure that he wishes to impart upon his creations. In such states, a person sees in himself, descends and ascends. Thus, the meaning of "but it begins with the righteous" is that "begins" means when he begins to enter the path of the righteous. But those who work like the general public do not feel that they are placed under the control of the evil. They do not see that they lack faith in the Creator. On the contrary, they know that they have so much faith that they could give to others. They even preach to others. Why are they not walking on the right path? So they would understand that what matters is only spirituality and not corporeality. When those people hear their words, they think that the admonition they're giving them, that we must do everything for the sake of the Creator, certainly they must know what "for the sake of the Creator" means, for otherwise they would not preach them. But in truth, they do not even know what is to bestow, because bestow is against nature. And when a person sees how difficult it is for him to prevail and engage in the work of bestowal, how can he rebuke another? He sees that he is lacking faith to believe that the Creator is a great king. Since by nature, the small one can serve the great one without any reward. But when people from the general public say that we must work for the sake of the Creator, they do not even know the meaning of these words, except what they heard when they were taught. They did not understand what they had heard, but they continue this slogan, because in them the evil is only as a hair's breadth. As our sages said about the evil inclination, to the wicked it seems like a hair's breadth, and to the righteous like a high mountain. This is so because there is a correction, that a person will not see more evil than he can correct. For this reason, wicked in a work are those who do not have a need to work for the sake of the Creator, but they engage in Torah and mitzvot for their own sake. Therefore, the evil in them, which is the will to receive for oneself, is apparent in them as bad. This is regarded as the evil inclination being as a hair's breadth. But the righteous, meaning those people who want to walk on the path of bestowal and begin to correct the will to receive, they see each time that the evil in them appears to a greater extent, until it becomes in them like a high mountain. Therefore, they cannot lecture others because they are busy asking for faith in the Creator for themselves. This explains what our sages said: no calamity comes to the world unless when there are wicked in the world, but it begins with the righteous.
Ken, Moscow 1.
Yes, Moscow 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, Хаверим, вот свойство...
Yes, the Rav and friends.
...наслаждать его творение, кажется, вот...
The quality of his soul, or to delight to his created beings, it seems like something very far away. But in every such state to delight the Creator, I think this is accessible to us. We have it in our hands. So through such actions, we eventually do build the final state.
Но оно нам доступно прямо в данный момент.
At the very least, we begin from these actions.
Чтобы избежать стыда.
But this is truly accessible to us, right, in every given moment, so that we can avoid shame.
To
the extent that we're able to get away from ourselves and get closer to the friends, to that extent we can truly bring contentment to the Creator.
And such conscious actions are the ones that build in us the quality that we aspire to?
Exactly that.
What is the thing that hinders us the most from discovering the evil in us?
The
thing that prevents us from discovering the evil in us, that's our ego.
תמיד אומר לנו שאנחנו
בסדר. It always tells us that we're okay.
אין יותר.
There's no more.
אז מתי קורה השינוי?
So, when does a change occur?
When you want it to occur and when you persist in that, then it happens.
לא פעם קורה שאני רוצה דבר ואני לא
מספיק. Many times that I want something but I don't achieve it. How do I succeed in everything that I want on the path?
It depends on what you want and how you insist on it in order to receive what you want. You understand? There needs to be a very strong desire here that you wish to come out of your ego and work for the sake of others.
Балтия 4.
Спасибо, Рав. А что делает праведник с горой
злости,
зла, который он видит?
What does the righteous do with this anger, this evil that he sees before him?
Он пытается.
How should we work with it?
Он пытается.
He tries to destroy this evil, meaning to transform it to good, to overcome it. What else does he, can he do?
But it also says that he doesn't preach others.
I don't understand what kind of translation you're getting there.
He doesn't condemn the wicked. He doesn't see them as lower than himself.
The righteous and wicked are in a single person. Therefore, he wants to kill the wicked within him, or at least lower it, and the opposite with the righteous, raise it, increase it above the wicked. In such a way, he'll get closer to the Creator. The righteous and the wicked are within a single person, each and every one of us, and it's up to us how we relate to them.
Can we say that if a person changes his perception from reception to bestowal, he will also be able to justify the war that he sees?
Of course.
So, what is the essence of the war?
Da.
It brings us to connection?
Yes.
Oland One.
Good morning, dear Raf.
Morning.
What is a calamity exactly?
Mai bidyuk poranut.
Poranut ze shlitata ego beolam.
Calamity means the rule of the ego in the world. That's called calamity.
Mm-hmm. And who perceives the calamity?
Ve mi hu ze she sofeg o mekabel et haporanut?
Adam,
man, the human, the calamity comes into the world in order for man to think about what can he do, how to correct himself so that the calamity will go away, disappear from the world.
Does everybody perceive the calamity, if you're righteous or not righteous?
Kulam mekablim poranut gam im ata tzadik vegam im ata rasha.
Baderach le'tikun vaday she.
On the way towards correction, it certainly comes and helps man correct himself.
Kiev one.
Здорово, здравствуйте. Тут Рабаш вроде бы в статье описывает абсолютно такой
Рабаш describes it in the article as a very logical mechanism.
Является свойство стремления.
Moment.
То есть свойство праведника, то в этом свойстве.
The yearning towards bestowal begins to appear in a person. The quality of the righteous, to the same extent, a person begins to discover how far away he is from the Creator. Because he discovers within himself all the evil, all the problems. From here comes a question. It is also written that the wicked, the quality of the wicked, is what operates or moves all the evil in the world.
Я просто немножко запутался.
As much as a person sees that he's far away. So I'm a little bit confused here.
It
says here all the time that a person tries to be or aspires to be a righteous. And he sees also the evil within him. So what is the matter of wicked here even?
Righteous and wicked can't exist on their own. They constantly complement each other so that man feels himself as wicked, corrects something in himself, and then opposite those qualities that he corrected, he feels himself as righteous. But in principle, all of this changes from here to there. Righteous or wicked. And this is how one rises. Left foot, right foot. That's how we advance.
And how suddenly the quality of the wicked is replaced by the quality of the righteous?
A new egoistic desire is awakened, not corrected yet. And
а куда исчезает тогда свойство?
Turns out that it becomes wicked.
And where does the quality of the righteous disappear? I mean, if I understand correctly, the righteous appears and then a person starts to work with him all the way to the end. So how come suddenly the righteous disappears and is replaced by the wicked?
So that man will work and correct all of his qualities.
Для того, чтобы весь Ецар Ара, о котором Творец сказал в начале творения, что я создал злое начало.
All the evil inclination, which the Creator refers to in the saying, in the beginning of creation, I created the evil inclination, that it will ultimately become corrected by man, more accurately, by the Creator. But the request, the demand of man to have the good inclination, thus all the bad will turn to good.
Of the article, it turns out that a person works with the in the quality of the righteous, he begins to discover the evil in him and heal this evil, becomes a high mountain. So it turns out that the moment he becomes wicked, then the mountain, high mountain becomes a hair's breadth, for did they not understand correctly?
No, wait with that a bit.
Africa. Okay.
Africa.
Oui, Rav. Est-ce que les justes peuvent annuler ou repousser une calamité par leurs actions?
Can the righteous cancel that the decree, the evil decree, by his efforts?
Yes. The righteous can cancel all the decrees, and then instead of bad, we will see good.
China.
Good morning, Rav. From the article, it seems that faith distinguishes the righteous from the wicked. How can we foster greater faith within our time?
שמה שמבחין בין צדיקים לרשעים הוא אמונה. איך אנחנו יכולים להאיץ או לחזק את האמונה ולהגיע לאמונה יותר גדולה, יותר חזקה?
רק על ידי זה שאנחנו נתעלם מעל הרצון לקבל.
Only by transcending the will to receive. Faith is the quality of bestowal. And if the Creator elevates in us the will to receive, it is so that against it will demand the desire to bestow. And that's how we rise in degrees of faith further and further.
Barur.
All right.
Tov. Ну, не лег ала.
Let's go forward.
Woman, no, PT-31.
PT-31.
He writes that the suffering bring the created beings to take upon themselves the matter of bestowal. These are the only true vessels that are capable of receiving the upper abundance, which the Creator wants to give them. Can you explain again why suffering brings a person the quality of bestowal?
Suffering pushes a person forward to look for, instead of the quality of reception where he feels suffering, towards the quality of bestowal, and that's how he's advancing.
But we need to reach a different kind of suffering, right? Torments of love.
That's afterwards. In the meantime, we have no connection to that. After we acquire somewhat of the quality of bestowal, then we come to the quality of love, and correspondingly we begin to receive suffering of love.
It means that in the time being we shouldn't be in some illusion that we actually enjoy the suffering. Suffering is something bad, unpleasant.
Yes.
Beseder. Tov.
All right. Okay. PT-29.
Thank you very much, Rav. It says, because it is against nature, therefore it is difficult to perform this act. And this is the labor, and this is between man and the Creator. And likewise, the same correction exists between man and his friend, so that there will not be shame. So it says here that there is labor between man and the Creator, and between man and man. And with his friend, it's clear. But what is the labor, the exertion between man and the Creator?
That he always raises the Creator in his eyes to a higher and higher degree.
PT 33. It says that all of the work is to be with the intention that with this act he wants to give contentment to his Maker. What gives contentment to the Creator?
It's that we connect between us and ask Him in a common prayer to raise us to Him, closer to Him.
So this is in the actions that we do in the 10, things, efforts that we make in the 10. What about things we do outside of the 10? What gives Him contentment?
If you're not in the 10, you don't bring him contentment.
I mean, our corporeal actions in the moments that we're not really in the connection, in the lesson or in the daily meetings, but rather in those other moments.
Still, you have to imagine yourself that you're connected with them. You can't reach the Creator if you don't reach connection with the friends. Between you and the Creator, on the way stands the group. If you connect to it, then you open your path towards the Creator, because the Creator hides himself behind the friends.
So this is when we meet in a lesson or in meetings, but then I go to work, I go shopping, I'm with the kids. How do you give contentment to the Creator then?
So you're always maintaining connection with Him anyway. Doesn't matter where you are, food, buying food or at work, whatever.
But then I'm seemingly without the 10.
You need to be physically with the 10 or emotionally?
That's my question.
It's not a question.
So what's the answer?
It doesn't matter if you're sitting next to them or like now you're each sitting in your homes. You still have to envision yourselves being together as one man in one heart.
It says, I've always seen the Creator before me. I should always think that I've seen the 10 with me everywhere I am.
Of course, because the Creator becomes revealed only in a 10.
All
right.
Ita 4.
Boker tov, Rav, toda.
Good morning, Rav. Thanks. What does it mean that a person walks on the path of truth, which means to serve the King?
That he always wants to get closer and closer to his friends, and through his friends get closer to the Creator, and thus go together with them. He, the 10, and the Creator, as one. By that, he comes closer to the purpose of creation, that we'll all be together as one.
Rav, can I continue? How can a person shift from being wicked to being righteous?
That all depends on how much he appreciates the spiritual work as opposed to all kinds of corporeal states.
Toda.
Tov. Tel Aviv 1.
בוקר טוב רב, בוקר טוב חברים.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Is it correct to say that the difference between wicked and righteous is that the righteous is aware that he is wicked?
Okay. Yes.
זה הכל באדם אחד, גם צדיק וגם רשע.
It's all in a single person, both the righteous and the wicked.
So the difference is the awareness.
Yes.
So if I understand correctly, this is the reason that the righteous, who knows there's another option, he's more harmful, he causes greater calamity than the wicked himself. Is that correct?
It's not two people, it's a single person.
Yes, I understand that, but let's say there is a righteous one who is aware that he is wicked, and the wicked is not aware of it. Why do they say that the righteous one, that calamity begins with the righteous? It comes because of the wicked, but it begins with the righteous. It begins with the righteous because they know there is another option, and they do not choose the right option still.
Let's say.
So what does it mean that calamity comes because of the wicked, but it begins with the righteous?
Because still in the connection between the created beings, there is evil inclination. So they discover that the Creator allows them to reveal that.
Who is they?
The people who at the moment are considered wicked.
They do discover that they're wicked? I don't understand.
Because you're not listening.
I'm sorry, but I didn't understand.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3. Rav,
how
do we draw
the
evil that we see in the world into the 10 and correct it?
We don't need to reveal the evil in the world and track them to us. And we have to first correct ourselves. Meaning? All of the lack of connection between us in the 10, that's what we have to correct first. Otherwise, how will we correct what's happening in the world?
Maybe I can ask from the opposite direction. The connection that we discover, that we revealed in the 10, can it cover the evil that we see in the world, even if we ourselves do not experience it?
No.
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 There's evil in the 10, and there's evil that we see in the world. Of course, they're interdependent, but it's not that one covers the other.
So how do we correct such high levels of...
Gradually.
PT 23. Okay.
Thanks.
PT 23.
Thank you, Rav. It says that the wicked one in the person preaches, lectures his friends so that they will correct themselves, while the righteous doesn't lecture others, but rather he asks for faith in the Creator. Why is that so?
Because we usually don't tell each other what you need to do. Rather, we set an example. We give an example of what we do, and to the extent that it influences the other, that's how it passes from one to the other.
Carmiel.
Carmiel.
Thank you, Rav. It says that you have no greater wicked than those who see simply that they lack faith in the Creator. It follows that when wicked ones are revealed in a person, it's specifically when they want to be righteous. So according to the article, the calculation with in spiritual is not with the acts that you do in corporeality, but with the intentions of wicked versus righteous in a person. Still, what about the calculation with everything we do between us in corporeality in order to come closer to each other and all the way to evil and deeds by a person who harms other people?
To the extent that it enters a spiritual calculation, it enters it. We still don't feel where that boundary is.
Is there any calculation with ordinary people who do not study Kabbalah and they do such harsh things as we see?
No, it's not a spiritual calculation there. PT3. Ultimately, it sounds that the righteous always discovers that he's wicked. So what is he asking for faith? What is that faith he is asking for?
By discovering that he is wicked, it gives him the possibility more and more to rise and get closer to the Creator. And through the revelation of the wicked in him, he becomes more righteous.
But that request, ultimately, you see how much you are only asking for yourself. So how do you change the request from yourself to the ten, to the others, the whole?
This depends on what happened before. Where do you discover that you are wicked? You see?
So, how do I scrutinize where I am wicked?
Check what is revealed to you.
PT7. Good morning, Rav. What is the high mountain that the righteous reveal?
It is those same qualities that they still did not transform to in order to bestow.
And how do the righteous cope with this high mountain that seems so great to them?
They try to climb on top of this high mountain, meaning they try to acquire all the qualities, the bad qualities, in order to transform them to good qualities.
Barur.
This is clear? Okay.
H10.
H10.
כן, בוקר טוב רב. שאלה שלי זה, מי זה הצדיק שישנה את הגזרה?
Good morning, Rav. My question is, who's the righteous that will change the decree?
It is a person who sees how much he is in the evil inclination and how much he wants to invert it to the good inclination. And he asks, he turns to the Creator through all of the friends, and he truly compels the Creator to correct him. This is called, "My sons have defeated me."
Is there such a person among us?
We will see. Ukraine women.
Дорогой Рав, есть ли разница между той горечью, которую испытывает
Dear Rav, is there a difference
и той горечью,
between what the righteous feels?
Это вопрос подруги.
The sense of bitterness that the righteous feels and what the wicked one feels.
There is a difference, of course, in quality, also in quantity. We need to feel both this and that, and then we can compare. Women, PT33.
Thank you, Rav. It says here at the end, and that there's a correction that man will not see the evil more than what is worthy of correcting. When it happens to the individual, it's quite fast, but when we come to revealing the evil in the ten, it becomes a big mountain. And it seems different from individual work.
Yes, so what is the question?
How can we make it so that the correction we do in the 10 of lack of connection, that it won't take us months, that we will focus on this work together immediately.
Well, ma'am, it depends on you. Why are you asking me? Let's hope that you will realize that everything depends on the connection between you, as much as you are bonded. And then it will happen.
Woman English 1.
Thank you, Rav. Rav,
yes.
You answer everyone's questions before us. You leave us to the last. And I'm sure it's our fault, but we feel it. You ask everyone before us, everyone in the world. So here's my question. So Ravash says that, you know, the Creator wants us to have the most pleasure and the most delight. And yet we suffer a lot and we blame ourselves. We blame ourselves and then we learn that it's the Creator sending us this. It's the Creator making us feel this way. So my question is, how are we supposed to, why is the Creator so cruel to us? Why is it so difficult? Why does He torture us so much?
I don't
know what to tell you, but apparently you need to connect between you and turn to Him and try to receive an answer. You have complaints, both about me and about Bnei Baruch and about why you're not getting the permission to ask for earlier, and also towards the Creator. Well, what am I to do? You need to learn more and more to know what pertains to the Creator, what pertains to the created being, what kind of connection they have between them, how to awaken this connection, what does it depend on. And then you will see that it doesn't depend on the management of Bnei Baruch or on me, but rather only on you and the Creator. And then you will turn to Him with these complaints.
Chadera 1.
Раф, לבן אדם שלומד מקורות אמיתיות,
Раф, a person who studies true sources with a true teacher always reveals more and more that the picture of the world he sees is only a reflection of inner states inside of him.
Yes.
Good and bad and so forth.
But
each one is individually different from others. How is it possible that all of us, including those who are not even studying, are seeing the same picture?
Are you trying to take me to physics, to the perception of reality?
Yeah, it's a part of it.
We, all of us, exist in qualities and emotions and a perception that are similar. Nevertheless, there are differences between each and every one, but there is also something which in common between everyone. This is why we see the world before us. We feel ourselves also as similar to each other. And we have what to talk about, because each one, behind each and every word, there's a special concept that awakens. And we can talk about these concepts.
Can we say that for me, for instance, the picture that I see is also true. It shows me who I am, basically.
Relatively. What is your present state with respect to the correction?
Thank you.
PT time.
PT 2.
Shalom Rav, shalom Chavirim. אמרת לתל אביב שהחיבור בעשירי...
Rav, you said to Tel Aviv that the connection in the 10 doesn't correct the evil that is revealed in the world, that the evil we see in the world is gradually becoming corrected. What can we do nevertheless so that the evil that becomes revealed now in Israel, at least with respect to people on the outside, will be more in mercy?
That we will relate to each other more closely with chasadim. That is all. That is all.
Николаев, Сочи.
Раф, подскажите, я правильно понимаю, что вот эти самоопределения грешника...
Do I understand correctly that these definitions of righteous and wicked become real only after the crossing of the barrier? And until then, we're just sort of establishing some images of that, but...
Yes, possibly.
Clothe it onto myself. It's something abstract. I'm talking about some future states.
Yes, PT 18.
Shalom lekulam.
Hello, everyone. How will we turn any bad and harmful to good and useful, as Baal Sulam writes?
By overcoming, growing stronger in the connection between us.
Thank you.
Unity 2.
Рав, здравствуйте. Я не чувствую, что мне удается в течение дня прийти к исправленному состоянию. Вот как мне прийти к исправленному состоянию, исправленной реальности сейчас во время урока?
Быть ближе к своим товарищам.
How do I reach a corrected reality? Рав, be closer to your friends. That's it.
Woman Latin Eser.
Hola, querido Rab, Kli Mundial. La pregunta es, ¿cuál es la relación directa que debemos tener presente entre
what's the direct attitude
y los malvados
to establish or to remember between the external evils that unfold and the inner evils at work with regards to this war?
We will learn that.
Woman Cup 11.
Thank you, Rav. Thank you, World Kli. This article states that he feels he is far in faith from the Creator, and therefore far from receiving the delight and pleasure that he wishes to impart upon his creations. My question is this distance a feeling that we should pray for to know how much correction we need to do?
I didn't understand. Should a person want to have a feeling of his distance from faith so that he'll know how much more work he has to do?
No, that he can't
Rab, no, he can't know that. He should only overcome what he sees before him.
Tov, Gilad.
Okay, Gilad.
Bakasha.
Rav, הוא אומר פה שהעבודה מתחילה ברגע שאדם עובר מדרך.
Well, he says here that the work begins when a person moves from the work of the whole, the majority, to the work of the individual. What is it with regards to us, to our work, to move from the majority to the work of the individual?
Well, we constantly work this way and then the opposite way, this way and then the opposite way, because we constantly need to see how do we connect more and more in the form of the general public and then in the form of the individual. Soon we will have more complicated, complex works between the entire world kli and the individual kli, and a person will have to operate both in this and in that. Okay, what?
Just about that point, at least according to what he says, when a person is still working in the work of the majority, it's like a hair's breadth. He doesn't even feel the wicked and certainly not the righteous part. But when he comes to the decision to work in order to bestow, which is the goal, then the big gap begins to appear, the evils within, the wicked, and he also begins to be called a righteous because he wants to be a righteous. So where is that stage in our work?
It is still ahead of us. We don't feel it yet. We don't feel it yet. You're asking about a stage which is way ahead of us. Okay.
No, well, English one.
Last one's English one, women.
Morning, Rav. Good morning.
Morning.
So when we have complaints about the Creator, we have complaints about the Rav, the Bnei Baruch, it seemed to me like this is a great revelation of the evil that has appeared. What do we do to turn this evil into good? Could you explain to us?
It's only through connection that we draw, invite reforming light from above. And then when it shines, we invert from bad to good.
Seder?
Okay. Yes, yeah. Because sometimes we, especially new students, sometimes get confused about this. And it's always important for us to pray when these type of evil states appears, because it is actually for correction. And the only way to pray about it is to actually connect to the friends and then use it as a means for connection and for correction.
Ken.
Yes.
Ken. Yes.
I agree with you.
Tov.
Okay. Gilad, we need to move to the next part.
Yes. So first we'll listen to a melody before the next part. Лишь куда?
всегда со мной. Сердце мое, его голос зовет, он навсегда со мной. И с тех пор до этих дней он навсегда со мной. Держит меня в ладонях своих, он навсегда со мной.
S'allumer tout au bout d'un horizon. Des personnes âgées étudiant à une table. Asseyez-vous donc là, l'ancien hochant de la tête. C'était bien sa voix, c'est mon maître Rabash. Jamais le moment qui suivit.